Appendix S, God's Annual Feasts and Holy Days. The Scriptures teach that there are seven annual feasts and holy days which are ordained by God to be observed as special commanded convocations. These feasts and holy days portray God's plan of salvation for mankind. The observance of these holy convocations is a sign between God and His people. God's annual feasts and holy days were observed by His people during the Old Testament times. In the New Testament, we find that Jesus Christ's entire ministry was centered around the spiritual meaning of these holy days. The New Testament Apostolic Church faithfully observed these annual feasts and holy days. The Scriptures reveal that they will be observed by all mankind after the return of Jesus Christ. As the holy days are annual Sabbath days, they may fall on any day of the week, except Pentecost, which always falls on a Sunday. When a holy day falls on a weekly Sabbath, the special observance of the annual holy day takes precedence. God's feast and holy days are to be observed from sunset to sunset in accordance with the calculated Hebrew calendar as preserved by the Levitical Jews. The seven annual feast and holy days are as follows. List of all the commanded holy days and feasts of God. 1. Passover, 14th day of the first month, Nisan, also called Abib, not a holy day, observed previous evening. Old Testament, God's promises and covenant with Abraham. God spared the firstborn of Israel and judged the gods of Egypt. New Testament, God's love revealed. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God the Father, died for the sins of the world. Remission of sins through His blood, His death for yours. The new covenant through Jesus' body and blood, eternal life. 2. Unleavened bread, 7 days. 15th through the 21st days of the first month, the 15th and 21st are holy days. Old Testament. God ratified His covenant with Abraham. God led the children of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land. New Testament. Christians are unleavened in Christ, overcome sin by the power of the Holy Spirit, and walk in newness of life, keeping the commandments of God. They are the spiritual seed of Abraham. 3. Pentecost. Counted annually. 50 days are counted, beginning with the first day of the week during the days of unleavened bread. The feast is observed on the 50th day, which always falls on the first day of the week. Old Testament. Israel received the law at Mount Sinai. The first fruits, harvest of the barley and wheat. New Testament. The church received the Holy Spirit. Christians are the first fruits unto God in the first resurrection. 4. Trumpets. First day of the seventh month. Old Testament. Memorial of trumpets. God putting His presence in the temple. New Testament. God's triumph over Satan and all evil. Christ and the saints return to the earth from the sea of glass. 5. Atonement. 10th day of the seventh month. Old Testament. With special animal sacrifices, the high priest atoned for the sins of Israel. New Testament. Satan removed and bound. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ applied to all people of the world. Saints as spirit beings at one with God the Father and Jesus Christ. 6. Tabernacles, 7 days. 15th through the 21st day of the seventh month, the 15th is a holy day. Old Testament. memorial of Israel's wandering in the wilderness, Israel's rest in Solomon's time. New Testament, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, tabernacling with mankind, Christ by God's Spirit dwelling in the saints, saints waiting for spiritual bodies, physical bodies temporary, 1,000-year reign of Christ and the saints. 7. Last great day, 22nd day of the 7th month, a holy day. Old Testament, the bounty of God's blessings to Israel. New Testament, 1. Second resurrection, phase 1, opportunity for salvation. Phase 2, final judgment of wicked cast into the lake of fire. 2, new heaven and earth. 3, new Jerusalem comes to earth. 4, God's plan for rest of eternity begins. List of all the commanded holy days and feast of God from 5 BC to 105 AD. The dates of the calculated Hebrew calendar are coordinated with the Julian calendar. These are to be studied without any reading.